It's good to be back home.
真的非常高兴回到家中。
And this afternoon, we are going to ponder upon a theme, how to build a church that pleases the Lord.
好了，我今天想跟大家分享的是，我们要如何建立一个讨神喜悦的教会。
In order to build a church that pleases the Lord, first of all, each individual, each Christian has to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
我想我们要建立一个讨神喜悦的教会的话，那我们教会的每一份子都要过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And this is what we are going to talk about.
这是今天我们要想跟大家一起分享的。
So there are three occasions in the Bible, in the New Testament, that God in heaven spoke audibly to Jesus.
在圣经当中，在新约当中有三次这样的事件，神在我们的天父说了关于主耶稣的话。
The first one is Jesus' baptism.
那第一个是关于主耶稣的洗礼受洗。
In order to fulfill all righteousness, and Jesus allowed John the Baptist to baptize him.
要来免除一切的公义的话，施洗约翰给主耶稣有进行了洗礼。
As he went up out of the water.The heaven opened.
当主耶稣从水中出来的时候，天开了。
And a dove descended and light on him.
有鸽子降下。
And a voice which is audible to everybody from heaven.
从天上有声音说。
God declared, "This is my beloved son. With him, I am well pleased."
天父说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And then the second occasion is during the transfiguration.
那第三个是在登山变相的时候，第二个是。
One day, Jesus led three disciples, Peter, James, and John, up to the mountain of Tabor.
那有一天，主耶稣他带着彼得、约翰和雅各登山。
And on the top of the mountain, Jesus configured before them.
在这个登山的时候，主耶稣在上面变相。
And his face shone like sun.
他的脸像太阳一样的明亮。
And his clothes become as white as light.
他的衣服也像光一样的白。
And then all of a sudden, Elijah and Moses appear beside Jesus.
在那个时候，就先知以利亚和摩西和耶稣一起出现了。
And three of them conduct their own conversations.
他们三个有这样的一段对话。
And Peter said to them, "If you allow me, I would like to erect three booths for you."
彼得说，如果你愿意的话，我可以在这里盖三座棚子。
And again, all of a sudden, a big cloud enveloped them.
那这时候忽然有光，有段云彩遮住了他们。
And the disciples fell prostrate.
他的门徒都感到非常的吃惊。
Again, there's a voice from heaven declare.
在这时候有声音从云彩里面出来。
This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased.
他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The third occasion is when Jesus entered the holy city of Jerusalem.
第三个事件是当主耶稣他进入圣城耶路撒冷的时候。
And he gave a sermon to the disciples.
他给他的门徒有这样的一个证道。
And he says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
他说现在人子被荣耀得荣耀的时候到了。
And after that, Jesus gave a heartwarming.A departure sermon to the disciples.
在那个时候，我们看到主耶稣给了一个非常给他的门徒一个非常让人感到热心的这样的一个证道。
And at the end of the sermon, Jesus said,
在证道的最后，耶稣说
，Father, glorify your name.
他说，父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
And then from heaven there was a reply.
当时就有声音从天上来
，I have glorified it, that's the name of God, and will glorify it again.
天父说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
So when we glorify God and please Him,
当我们荣耀主的时候，当我们让他喜悦的时候
，and we will receive the highest honor from God.
我们也可以从神里得到最高的荣耀。
So what a higher approval could a person enjoy when he know that what he or she has done is pleasing God?
我想如果我们知道我们所做的是能够讨神喜悦的话，那是最大的荣耀。
So as I said just now, if I live a life.Please and honor God, then my whole church will honor God.
我想如果我们每一个分子我们所做的都是过一个讨神喜悦的生活的话，那我们的教会也是一个讨神喜悦的教会。
And as a result, we gain Jesus' approval.
那我们就是正因为如此的话，我们可以得到主耶稣他的赞许。
Now the question is, how are we going to please and honor God and gain His approval?
啊，但是问题是我们怎么样才能够讨神喜悦，怎么样才能够得到主耶稣的赞许呢
？And as a result, we receive blessing from Him.
啊，我们如果能够得到他的赞许的话，我们也可以从神内得到祝福。
And Jesus gave one verse to capture the essence.
啊，那主耶稣他用一节经文告诉了我们。
And it says,
他这样说道
：Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all this shall be added to you.
啊，他也说到，你们要先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Now the first question is the word seek.
啊，那第一个问题的话是关于这里用的这个词寻求。
How are we going to seek?
我们要如何去寻求呢
？And for one thing, a non-believer cannot seek God.
啊，我想第一的话，如果是非信徒的话，他们没有办法来寻求神。
Because the Bible says there's no one righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands and no one who seek God.
啊，因为我没有办法去寻求神。因为经上有记着说，没有义人，一个也连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
Because the fallen humanity has an inclination to reject God.
啊，因为堕落的人性，他有这样的一个倾向，就是要拒绝神。
To run away from God.
要躲避神。
To hide from Him.
要逃避神。
But in fact, we see unbelievers seeking.
啊，但是我们知道，好像让我们信主的话，我们去寻找。
Then the question is, what are they seeking?
但是他们寻，他们不去他。非信他们寻找，他们寻找的是什么
？The answer is for sure they are not seeking God.
但是肯定的是，他们没有寻找，他们寻找的不是神。
What they are seeking is the benefit from God.
他们所寻找的非信徒，他们所寻找的就是从神来的好处。
And such is happiness.
啊，也许是快乐。
Peace of mind.
啊，也许是心内心的平安。
And relief from guilt.
啊，也可能是没有罪恶感。
So since we are not able to seek God, then what should we do?
啊，如果我们没有办法去寻找神的话，那我们该怎么办呢
？And Jesus said.I came to seek and save the lost.
啊，但是我们知道主耶稣告诉我们说，人子来要寻找，要寻求，要拯救失散的人。
So it's not that we seek God, but God seeks us.
所以不是我们去寻找神，而是神来寻找我们。
So once we are sought, then we are begin to seek God.
当我们被寻找的时候，我们就可以那个找到神。
And the good news, our seeking is not futile.
啊，但我们知道我们的神对寻找的话，不是一个好像没有任何结果的。
And because the Bible says.If you seek, you will find. If not on the door will be open to you.
啊，因为圣经告诉我们说，寻找的必寻见，叩门的就给开门。
So for those you are sure that you really seek God, then you are saved.
啊，所以知道如果被神寻找的话，你就肯定会得救。
And we know life precedes consciousness.
啊，我们知道生命的话是在我们的良知之前。
So for example, do you remember what happened in your mother's tummy?
啊，你知不知道在你在母亲的子宫里的时候，你是什么样的一个生活呢
？Our earliest memory is something after we're at the age of three.
啊，我想我们最早的记忆的话，大概从我们三岁左右开始。
So it indicates that we are saved, but we do not know.
啊，所以我们可能有时候我们是得救，但是我们自己不知道而已。
So therefore, we have to pursue our consciousness.
啊，所以我们要能够在我们自己的良心上有这样的认知。
Now, seek first the kingdom of God.
我们第一要寻求他的国。
The next question is, what is the kingdom of God?
但是我们的问题是，什么是神的国呢
？And this is a very difficult answer question.
这是一个非常难得回答的一个问题。
But in the Lord's prayer, He gives us some hint.
但是在神的主导文当中，有给我们这样的一个。
The prayer says, "Father, you are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name."
啊，在主导文告诉我们说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你为圣。
And then it continues, "Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth."As it is in heaven.
你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So the kingdom and doing the will of God is the two sides of the same coin.
啊，所以神的国和他的义的话是一个钱币的两个部分，一个事情的两个部分。
And then it says, when we do God's will, not only on this earth, but on the life to come.
啊，我们如果是按做神的公义的事情的话，我们不但在今生是这样，我们在来世也是这样。
Now the question is, how are we going to do God's will?
但是我们怎么样才能够来奉，
First,
才能够追随神的
foremost,
遵守神的旨意呢？
We must know what is the will of God.
所以我们第一要知道的就是什么是神的意，什么是神的旨意。
What is the purpose of God?
神是谁？什么是神的目的
？So this go to the early question that we have to see.
啊，所以这是我们第一个我们需要搞清楚的问题。
Now the second part is.Not only seek first the kingdom of God, but we have to seek His righteousness.
啊，我们不但要寻求他的国，我们同样要寻求他的义。
Now, what is God's righteousness?
那什么是神的义呢
Simply put, is doing what is right in the sight of God.
那我们就在神眼中做神看为正直的事。
Another thing we have to pay attention is we are not seeking man's righteousness.
我们非常要，我们要这里要指出的是，我们所寻找的不是人的义。
All the religions teach you to seek man's righteousness and man's wisdom.
在其他的宗教当中，他都教导人们要做行人的义，在行人眼中义。
But here we are going to seek God's righteousness.
但是这里我们要做神眼中的义。
And the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
也就是我们主耶稣的义。
Now there's a vast sum of commandments recorded in the Bible, Old Testament as well as New Testament, tell us how do we please God.
在不但在新约当中，在旧约当中，有很多的经文告诉我们怎么样能够讨神的喜悦。
But again, we can reduce to few commandments that capture the intrinsic meaning of what does God's righteousness mean.
但是所有的这些经文其实最后都可以总结出几条来，我们如何才能够讨神的喜悦来行神的公义。
And according to the prophet Micah, he said this.
在弥迦书当中也这样说到。
Actually, he raised a question.
他其实也给了我们这样的一个问题。
What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God?
他说，你要向他要向你行所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神与你的神同行。
So in other words, if you do justice, then we please God.
所以就是说，如果你行公义的话，你就可以讨神的喜悦。
If we show love kindness to our fellow human being, that we are pleasing God.
你对周围的人有好怜悯的话。也是讨神的喜悦。
And we are humble that we please God because God suppress proud and raise the humble.
如果你是存谦卑的心的话，也讨神的喜悦，因为神喜悦谦卑的人。
More importantly, we are to walk humbly with God.
我想更重要的是，就是要与你的神同行。
So walk and talk with our Lord Jesus is very important part of pleasing God.
所以与神同行，与神的交谈，是我们讨神喜悦很重要的一部分。
And then disciple James said this.
雅各也这样说道。
Pure and undefiled religion is the sight of our God and Father is this.
在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚。
To visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
So in summary, that means if we show kindness to people,
如果总结来说，就是说如果你对他人有这样好怜悯的话
，especially they are in need and distress,
特别是当他们有很多的需要的时候，患难当中的时候
，we are pleasing God,
我们也就能够讨神的喜悦。
And like Jesus' command, which is very simple.
也就像主耶稣他的教导一样，也就是非常简单的教导。
It is the simplest of all.
也是最简单的一个。
Just as you want men to do to you, you also do themselves likewise.
那主耶稣给我们一个最简单的一个教导，就是你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
And this is the golden rule.
这是我们的一个金律。
And why is golden?
为什么是一个金律呢
？Because gold is more precious than diamond and rubies.
因为金子比钻石和跟别的宝石都更加的贵重。
So if we follow the golden rule, then we please God.
如果你能够遵守这样的经律的话，你就能够讨神的喜悦。
Now I'm going to emphasize here. If my sermon stop right here, this will be the worst sermon I ever preach.
如果我想提醒大家，如果我今天我正道在这里停止的话，那就是也是我就给了一个真的是最糟糕的一个正道。
And will be better that you have never heard before.
那甚至于还不如你根本完全没有听到我前面讲的。
Why? Because so far I haven't differentiated what is religion and what is gospel.
我想因为为什么呢？因为我到目前为止，我还没有跟大家能够区分什么是属世的宗教，什么是我们的福音。
And religions say almost the same thing. You do this, do this, do this, and don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
因为属世的宗教其实好像也教导同样的东西，就是你要做这个，做这个，不能做那个，不能做那个。
But Christianity says it is done.
但是我们的信仰告诉我们说成了。
The religion says what man can do for God.
属世的宗教告诉我们说我们要做什么东西为神而做。
But the gospel emphasizes then what God has done for us.
但是我们知道，我们的福音告诉我们，神为我们所做了什么。
And religion tells us to do good work and good deed.
宗教告诉我们说，我们要做好的行为。
But the gospel emphasizes on transformation of life.
但是我们知道我们的福音告诉我们说他重要看重的是生命的转变。
And then they raise the next question, what does transformation of life mean?
那另外一个问题我们想知道就是那生命的转变是什么呢？
And I'm going to use a Bible story to try to describe what does it mean.
那我想用一段圣经的故事来给大家有一个解释。
On the day of Jesus' resurrection,
当主耶稣他复活的那一天，
And two disciples left Jerusalem and walked 7 miles toward Emmaus.
我们看到有两个主耶稣他的门徒，他离开了耶路撒冷，要去一个地方叫做以马忤斯。
And these two disciples talked to each other, discussing things what had happened in the last 3 days.
那这两个门徒他们互相有很多的交谈，讨论前几天刚刚发生的事情。
And then all of a sudden, remember the word all of a sudden.
就在那个时候，
the resurrected Jesus approached them.
复活的主耶稣就来接近他们。
And these two disciples, because of their spiritual blindness, they could not recognize Jesus.
这两个门徒因为他们属灵上还是瞎眼的，所以他们没有办法能够看清楚主耶稣。
And then they all of a sudden stopped walking.
他最后就停住了脚步。
And three of us talk again.
他们三个就开始一起讨论起来。
And Jesus started the conversation.
那主耶稣他开始了这样的一个对话。
And what are you discussing, man?
他说你们刚才在这里讨论了些什么事情呢？
And one of the disciples by the name of Cleopas replied.
那他们两个门徒当中一个叫做格留巴的就这样回答说，
You mean you don't know? Are you the visitor to the city of Jerusalem?
他说你是在耶路撒冷做客的吗？难道你不知道前几天发生的事情吗？
And such important things that happen in the city and you don't know?
在耶路撒冷刚刚发生了这么重要的事情你都不知道吗？
And then Jesus said, what things?
那主耶稣问他说到底是什么的事情？
And then the disciple replied,
他们就回答说，
It is about Jesus the Nazareth.
他说发生的事情是关于拿撒勒人耶稣的事。
He was a prophet.
他是个先知。
He was Israel's redeemer.
他也是被看作是以色列的拯救者。
But the rulers and the high priests hand him to be executed.
但是祭司长和他们的官府却把他定了死罪。
And he was crucified.
他被钉在十字架上。
And we also heard that he has been resurrected.
好，我们也听说他有复活。
And let's pause right here and have some reflection.
我们停在这地方，我们可以有些思索。
One thing that man cannot understand God until God reveals to us.
第一，我们看到我们人没有办法完全的能够明白神，除非神向我们显明。
In all the religions, man try to understand God.
在其他所有的属世的宗教上，我们看到人都想努力的试着去了解神。
And they use philosophy, science, and all kinds of things they discuss among themselves, just like these two disciples did.
他们想用各样的科学和各样的宗教知识去了解神，就像这两个门徒所做的一样。
But we never understand God.
但是我们没有办法完全的来了解神。
Until God reveals to you.
只有当神向我们显明的时候，我们才能了解他。
So the uniqueness of our faith is a faith of revelation.
所以我们的信仰的一个特别的地方就是我们的信仰是一个神向我们显明的一个信仰。
Which states that had it not been the revelation of God, you will never know God.
也就是说如果不是因为神对我们的启示的话，我们没有办法能够完全了解神。
Now another thing is our encounter with our Lord is very unpredictable.
另外一个就是我们的神的接触的话，有时候是完全没有办法所预料的。
And God has his time and his way.
因为我们知道神有他的时间，有他的方法。
And these two disciples had no idea whether he would talk to Jesus.
在那个时候，我们看到这两个门徒，他们完全不知道他们所跟他们交谈的就是主耶稣。
But Jesus suddenly revealed to them.
也就在那个时候，主耶稣突然向他们显明。
And last week I was in California.
上个星期我在加州。
I had an opportunity to have lunch with a group of friends.
我在那个地方有机会和一群朋友在吃午饭。
And one of them.Who were here about 30 years ago and worked for IBM Poughkeepsie for a very short time.
其中有一位的话，曾经在30年前在 IBM Poughkeepsie 工作了一阵子。
And then he left and to move to Tucson.
然后他就离开了，然后到了亚利桑那州的 Tucson.
And Tucson IBM, I mean.
在 Tucson 的 IBM 工作。
And after a short while, he left to San Jose and he received a calling to be a full-time minister.
在土场他工作一段时间以后，他就离开了土场，去了加州。
So,
然后在加州，他有这样的呼召，要成为全职的传道人。
So he established a church called Guidepost Church.
所以他在那边就建立了一个教会，就是一个标杆教会。
教会 OK. And then he become a senior pastor for many years already.
他成了那个标杆教会的主任牧师很多年了。
And during the lunch time, he talked to me.
啊，在吃午饭的时候，他也跟我交谈。
And he don't know that I am attending a small church.
啊，他不知道说我其实在一个很小的教会。
And all of a sudden, he said, "TC, you want to preach this Sunday in our church?"
啊，突然他就对我说，他说 ，TC， 你想不想在我们教会有这样的正道的机会
？And this is a totally unexpected event.
啊，这对我来说是一个完全没有预料的一个事情。
And I did have the audacity to say yes.
啊，在那个时候。有还是没有？低都低到了。
愚勇啊，有些愚勇、愚蠢的勇气。
哦，你他在那个时候，我有居然有这样的勇气，我说可以。
But immediately I said no, no, no. The next time.
哦 ，OK。但是说，我说不，还是等下一次吧。
And then, pastor's wife talked to me.
啊，那时候啊，师母就对我说。
So what do you mean next time? You're going back to New York in 2 days.
然后你这讲的什么？下次什么时候？你不是两天后就会要离开了吗？
And then I said, "Okay."
啊，在那个时候我就说好吧。
So for the first time that I visited a church I had never known.
啊，这就是第一次我去了一个我其实完全不了解的
教会。And it happened that on that Sunday the English pastor was on vacation.
哎，正好在那个星期啊，那个英文的牧师的话正好在休假。
And the senior pastor is supposed to be the speaker.
啊，主任牧师本来应该在英文堂那边讲道的。
But I end up I'm preaching over there.
啊，但最后的话，结果就是我去那边证道。
But preaching is always a challenge to me.
啊，证道对我来说总是一件有挑战性的事。
Without the microphone that I'm holding on hand, and without the lectern, and without a piece of paper in front of me, I feel very insecure.
啊，如果我手中没有拿着这个麦克风的话，如果我前面这里没有一个架子能够托住我的这些资料的话，我心中感到非常的不平安。
But on that Sunday, I have nothing.
啊，但是其实，在那一个主日，我身边真是什么都没有。
And I preach for about 30 minutes.
啊，在那个时候，我证道，我大概花了30多分钟的时间。
And after that, I found out I feel the freedom.
啊，其实那次证道以后，我就感到有一种释放的感觉。
So this unexpected opportunity gave me great confidence for my future sermons.
所以那次很不经意的这样的一个经历，给了我一个这样的以后的更多的信心。
So let's continue on the story.
啊，我们继续来看看这个故事。
And then, as the disciple replied Jesus, they said, "How could this Messiah die in the hands of the evil man?"
啊，在那个时候，这个两个门徒就说啊，这个弥赛亚怎么可能会在这些人的手中会被钉死呢
？And they don't know.
他们真的是没有办法能够了解。
And they will not know.
他们不会懂。
But Jesus rebuked them.
但是主耶稣告诉了他们。
How foolish you are, and how slow your heart to believe what the prophet has been spoken in the Old Testament.
啊，他说你们真是无知的人呢、啊，先知所说的一切的话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Did you not know that Christ had to suffer these things and then enter into glory?
你难道不知道吗？基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗
？And Jesus explained to them from Moses and to all the prophets what the Scripture described concerning Himself.
啊，于是主耶稣就从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白。
So up to this part of the story, we learned a spiritual lesson.
啊，从这个地方，我们也得到了一个属灵的功课。
These two disciples talk and walk with Jesus.
这两位门徒他们和主耶稣同行并和他交谈。
And as they talk and walk with Jesus, their consciousness about God increased.
啊，也就是因为他们和主耶稣他的同行，他们对神的认知有了更进一步的认知。
In the same way, we need to study the Bible.
同样的，我们也应该要来学习圣经。
And we need to go to the church.
我们要应该也去教会。
And we need to attend the cell group discussion.
我们应该也参加小组的讨论聚会。
And the prayer meetings.
我们应该去参加教会的祷告会。
As a result, the change of consciousness will take place.
啊，如果你做了这一切的话，你对神的认知的话会有更新。
And as we know that in order to please God, we have to do His will.
啊，我们知道，如果我们要来讨神喜悦的话，我们要按照他的旨意去行。
But if you do not know His will, then how can you do?
但是如果我们不知道神的心意的话，我们怎么去按照他的心意去行呢
？So this is very important.
所以这是非常重要的一点。
To walk and talk with God is one way of pleasing God.
啊，所以我们要与主同行，和他的交谈是讨神喜悦的一步。
Now these two disciples and Jesus approaching the village.
啊，然后我们看到故事当中，这两个门徒和主耶稣他们来到了一个村庄。
And Jesus said, "Shall we go further?"
啊，他们说我们是不是要继续前行呢
？And the disciple says, "All right, no, we stay here because the sun is setting and the sky is dark."
啊，这两个门徒就说啊，不行了，时间已经晚了，日头已经平息了。
Are you willing to join me in my house have dinner together？
啊， 他说 请主耶稣请你同我们住下吧。
And Jesus said, you know, my name is Emmanuel, means I like to be with people.
主耶稣想说 我的名字就是神与人同在，那我就愿意和他们在一起。
So they had dinner together, and after dinner, they have a communion ceremony.
他们就在一起坐席，坐席以后他们有个领像领圣餐的这样一个过程。
And Jesus broke the bread and gave thanks and said, this is my body which is for you.
主耶稣他就拉起饼来，祝谢了就拨开递给他们说，这是我的身体。
And after supper he raised a cup and gave thanks and then they drank together.
那最后他们又拿起杯来祝谢了。
And saying this is the new covenant in my blood, do this as often as you should be.
他说这是我用我的血所立的新约，你们应该如此行。
Now Jesus talked about the past, that is Christ had died for them.
所以在这里我们看到主耶稣他讲了
And they enjoy the pleasant moment of celebration.
讲到他过去主耶稣为他们所定的
And also talk about the future reunion in heaven.
也讲到他们现在和他们的同在，讲了将来与他们的再见面。
So we know history is concerning past, present and future.
我们知道历史，我们知道历史它代表了有过去，有现在和将来。
And in the cup and the bread, it covers the past, present and future.
我们看到这个饼这个杯它也代表了有过去现在和将来。
So Jesus the resurrected Lord cover the history entirely.
我们看到主耶稣也是我们人类复活的救主，他已经既讨论了过去也包括了现在也包括了将来。
And no wonder history is called his story.
所以我们看到这也就是为什么历史也就是他的故事这样两个字组成的。
Now after they take the bread and the cup,
当他们领完饼和杯以后
And the disciples said, my eyes are open.
在那个时候这两个门徒他们的眼睛就明亮了。
Wow, this is Jesus.
他们才认出来，哦，原来在他们面前的是耶稣。
So because the spiritual blindness has been removed.
也就是表示他们属灵的瞎眼已经被治愈了。
And I myself have a feeling which goes like this.
我自己有这样的一个感受。
And non-spiritual people can recognize Jesus as he walked on the earth.
他们非信主，他们不属灵的人，他们在主耶稣在世上行走的时候，他们可以认出主耶稣。
But only spiritual people can recognize the resurrected Jesus.
但是只有属灵的人才能够认识复活的主。
So after they open their eyes,
所以当他们打开了他们的眼睛以后
，and the mind move from consciousness to conviction.
所以他们就从了好像对神的一个这个认知的话，他们就变成了一个信心，有了信心。
Jesus has been resurrected.
所以他们有这样的信心，他们知道主耶稣已经复活了。
And at this moment, Jesus suddenly disappeared.
在那个时候，主耶稣突然一下就消失了。
Now I don't know about you, it fascinating me.
我不知道对你来说怎么样，但对我来说真是非常的让我感到很刺激。
If I talking to you and you all of a sudden disappear, should I be afraid?
如果我在跟你交谈的话，但是突然一下你就消失的话，我是不是该非常的担心吃惊呢
？But you see, the disciple did not afraid.
但是我们看到这些门徒他们却没有害怕。
Because they have been truly believe that Jesus is God.
因为他们知道主耶稣就是神。
So consciousness is to know the will of God.
我们知道我们的认知的话就知道主耶稣他是神。
Conviction is to believe that doing God's will is a good thing.
那我们也有这样的一个信息，有这样的一个认知，就知道说我们按神的心意去行的话是好的。
So the disciple moved from consciousness to the change of conviction.
我们看到这些门徒他们从一个认知到了一个信心。
But there's a problem here.
但是还是有一个问题。
Even you truly believe something does not mean you will do it.
另外一个问题的话就是即使你非常的相信一个事情也并不代表着你就会去照着去行。
We need the Holy Spirit to renew our conscience.
我们需要圣灵来更新我们。
And the conscience will prompt us to action.
如果我们有一个更新的良心的话，我们就可以带来一个更新的行动。
Now, how do I know these disciples' conscience has been renewed?
我们怎么知道这些门徒他们的良心被更新了呢
？Because the Bible says.
但是因为我根据看到圣经有这样说
到。When Jesus is gone, they talk to one another.
当主耶稣消失了以后，他们互相说道
：Were not our hearts burning within us while you talk with us on the road and open the Scripture to us?
在路上他和我们说话的时候给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗
So we have confidence that the conscience has been renewed.
我们可以有这样的信心的说，他们的良心又得到更新。
And the next morning, they walk back seven miles back to Jerusalem.
所以我们看到第二天，他们就立时起身，又走了二十来里路，回到了耶路撒冷。
And the first thing they do is to go to visit the 11.
他们所做的第一件事，就去见那十一位门徒。
They proclaim, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon."
啊，他告诉他们说，主果然复活了，已经显现给西门看了。
To tell them what had happened,
他们就把他们在路上所遇见的一切都告诉他们。
What the Lord had told them,
也把神所教导他们的都告诉他们。
And talk about the breaking of the bread,
也把神给他为他们拨饼。
And tell them that their eyes were opened.
他们也告诉他们，他们的眼睛是如何被打开。
And tell them that they finally recognized this is the resurrected Lord.
他也告诉他们，他们是如何最终认识了这是复活的神。
And then another unexpected encounter.
啊，那另外一个没有想到的是。
And Jesus suddenly appeared to the 11 and the two disciples.
啊，就在那个时候，主耶稣又再次的突然在他们面前显现。
And said, "Peace be with you."
他说：“愿你们平安。”
Why are you troubled? Look at my hands and my feet.
他说：“你们为什么要惊慌失措呢？看我的手，看我的脚。”
So the Christian life is moving from consciousness to conviction through the thinking and reflecting associate.And connections of the facts.
所以我们看到我们基督徒我们的生命的改变是从一个认知到了一个良心的更新，从良心的更新我们到了信心的更新，然后到良心的更新。
Today, so many Christians they read Bible.
今天有很多的基督徒他们也读圣经。
They do daily reflection.
他每天有一些属灵的一个时间。
But it seems to me not many people think.
但是我发现其实并不是很多人在思考。
I think a preacher has a responsibility to make thinking people believe and believing people think.
我想对我们正道的来说是我们的一个责任，我们要来使人能够思考，也能够让那些思考的人能够相信。
So on one hand we have to seek to the Lord and gather together all the information.
所以第一我们要来寻找我们的神，来得到所有的信息。
Use the available information to make connections, to make associations, to come up with the truth.
所以我们要用我们所知道的所有的信息，我们要能够来思索，我们要能够思索得到一些关于神的正确的知识。
In fact, the profundity of our conviction is a function of the information available.
我想我们的良心的更新的话，很重要的就是因为我们知识有能够得到的多少。
So, if you want to be a God-pleasing disciple, you got to read.
所以如果我们要能够成为讨神喜悦的人的话，我们必须要多读。
You got to study.
我们要多学习。
And after all, you need to think.
最重要的我们还需要思索。
And then the Holy Spirit touch us and our conscience renew.
所以在那个时候，我想圣灵会带领我们，会感动我们，这样我们的认知，我们的良心会得到更新。
If conviction does not cause you to act, then the conscience will.
如果我们的信心的更新的话没有办法带来行动的话，那我想我们良心的更新会让我们带来行动。
But there's a problem.
但是还是有一个问题。
The problem is Satan wants to blunt the sensitivity of our conscience.
但是我们知道撒旦他会阻挠我们信心的改，我们良心的更新。
But we cannot blame everything on Satan. Our flesh, our old self, can placate its accusation.
我想不单只是撒旦，而且我们自己的肉体也会做同样的事情。
So I don't know whether I have told you this story or not.
我不知道我有告诉你这个故事没有。
A young Christian lady and tried to date a handsome man.
有一个年轻的一个基督徒的姐妹，她要和一个英俊的男生，她要交朋友。
But she doesn't feel comfortable.
但是她内心当中却没有平安。
So she consulted a pastor.
她就跟一个牧师有这样的一个交头。
And the pastor said, "What did the Bible tell you?"
那牧师告诉她说，圣经是如何教导你的呢？
Did the Bible say the believer and non-believer cannot yoke together?
牧师就说，圣经当中有没有说信的和不信的可以同父一轭呢？
And then she was not very happy, and she found a second opinion.
她就不是非常的高兴，她就想找第二个人来询问。
And she talked to another pastor.
她就跟另外一个牧师去咨询。
And the pastor said exactly the same thing.
那这第二个牧师和第一个牧师说的是同样的话。
And then she's still not very happy. She found a third pastor.
她还是不太高兴，她就跟第对这个答案不太满意，她就跟第三个牧师询问。
And the pastor said to her.
那第三个牧师就告诉她说
Strictly speaking, this verse is not about marriage.
他说，严格来讲，我们刚才讲的信与不信不能同，非恶的这段圣经不是关于婚姻的。
And then she said, "Ha ha, I found the answer."
他就非常高兴说，哇，我找到了答案了。
So you know, our conscience can be pacified or placated by our self-explanation.
我想很多时候，我们自己的良心会因为我们自己肉体的一些原因会被影响。
And all of us are expert on this field.
我想我们大家在这方面都很多有自己的经验。
So therefore, we need to seek God to another higher level.
所以我们要从另外一个更高的角度来寻求神。
So from this higher level of consciousness, we develop our conviction.
我们要在这个更高的这个程度来寻求神的时候，我们可以才能有我们
建造的信心。And then if you humble before God, the Holy Spirit will touch you and renew your conscience again.
我们只有在这个时候，圣灵会感动我们。我们在圣灵的感动下，我们可以让我们的良心得到更新。
And so this become a positive cycle.
这就成了一个良性循环。
And this, I believe, is called sanctification.
这个就是我们所说的我们的属灵的生命的一个更新，我们的一个成圣的过程。
And Rick Warren has written a famous book, Purple Driven Church.
Rick Warren 他写了一个就是
标杆教会。
标杆的标杆。
Yeah, yeah. And then this book is written mainly for Christians and church leaders.
这本书是主要是为基督徒或者是教会的领袖所写的。
But 5 years later, he wrote another book.
五年以后他写了另外一本书。
It's called Purpose Driven Life.
写的是这本书的名字叫标杆人生。
This book has a wider readership.
这本书有很多人的阅读。
And as a result, it sells much more than the first book.
也就是正因为如此，它比第一本书卖得更好。
And to summarize the essence of this book, I can do it in 5 points.
如果我总结一下这本书的话，我可以用五点来总结这本书。
Number one, to love God.
第一就是要爱主。
Number two, to be part of His family.
第二要成为主的家庭的一部分。
Number three, to become Christ-like.
第三就像耶稣、像基督一样。
And number four, to serve Him.
第四就是要来侍奉神。
And number five, to tell others about Jesus. This is exactly what the two disciples did.
第五就是要向众人来传福音，这就是前面提到的这两个使徒
所做的。So I believe if we can do these five things, then we please God.
所以我们如果能够做到这五点的话，我们就可以讨神的喜悦。
And we will gain His approval.
我们就可以得到他的赞许。
And as a result, we can enjoy God.
也如此的话，我们就可以能够享受神。
So the Westminster Catechism. Number one, summarized in this way.
所以 Westminster 的这个他的第一的是这样说到。
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy himself forever.
他在说人所的一个最重要的目的就是要能够讨神的喜悦并享受与神的同在。
So if our Christian life is pleasing God, then we will be very joyful.
所以如果我们基督徒我们的生活就是要来讨神的喜悦的话，那我们的生命也是一个喜悦的生命。
And I heard IBM is going through such a traumatic exercise or resource reduction.
我也听说可能在不久的将来 IBM 可能会有很多的一些裁员方面的行动。
But on Friday evening, one brother said something like this, which really encouraged me.
在星期五的时候我们分享的时候，有一位弟兄这样提到。
And he says, if we Christians can do one thing that set us apart from the non-Christians, then we become a good witnesses.
他说如果我们基督徒我们能够做有任何一件事，在经过这些风暴的时候，如果在一些小事上能够表现出和非基督徒不一样的话，那我们就为神做了美好的见证。
Just one thing，
就是一点点的话，即是只是。
So may today's sermon be an encouragement to you。
愿我们今天的真道也成为大家的一个祝福，大家的一个鼓励。
Let's bow as we pray。
让我们低头来祷告。
Jesus， we desire to receive your approval.
主啊，我们真的是我们内心的期望，我们能够得到你的赞许。
Let the aim of our life be pleasing you.
愿我们生命的目的就是要来讨你的喜悦。
Starting from individual,
我们从我们个人开始。
And move to family,
我们也从我们的家庭到我们家庭。
And to the entire church,
也更到我们整个的教会。
So that this church become a church of pleasing our Lord Jesus.
好让我们的教会成为一个讨神喜悦的教会。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.